upgraded yachts with Christmas themes and costume crew.
Oh.
Santa, Mrs. Claus, and the elves with light displays and Christmas music all leading the way. Other Nautical artists usually join the festivities. Best viewing areas include Lakeshore Drive, Seawall to Canal Boulevard. The annual West End Christmas Boat Parade, 5:30, Saturday, December 11th at New Orleans Lakefront.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to my show, William Wallace for America. I am William Wallace, and thank you so much for listening, as I've already said. But remember, my last name is spelled W-A-L-L-I-S. I'll repeat that over and over again, because no matter how many times I repeat it, everybody gets it wrong. And the easy way to remember it is William Wallace is for America. Remember that. So I've got a special treat for you tonight. If you've been following me on Facebook, I'm bringing on my guest, and we're going to talk about Bitcoin. And I tell you, Bitcoin is kind of that imaginary person in the room that nobody likes to acknowledge. You know, when I'm saying that it's that imaginary person is slowly becoming the elephant in the room that you're going to have to acknowledge. And as you all know, I like to say it like this: the thread that holds my show together is political. And as you know, I kind of go all over the place, you know, with different topics from time to time that might not seem political, but I always show you how everything is political. Well, Bitcoin is another one of those. It's not really seen as political in some ways, but the reality is politics have really played with our money not just in generations, but since, you know, the dollar was created, politicians have been having a field day manipulating our currency. Now, I'm not saying that because I'm coming here to advocate Bitcoin. I'm not trying to sell you Bitcoin or sell you on the concept of Bitcoin, but what I am trying to do is educate you, because I've been getting educated on it, because I think it's going to be that elephant in the room that you can't ignore, and you're going to hear more about it. So why not learn it? Because there's actually a lot of other things when I bring my guest on that you're going to hear are more than just Bitcoin. You think of Bitcoin as a coin, but there's all kinds of things. There's blockchain, there's NFTs. We're going to cover, maybe touch a teeny bite of that right now, but this whole show is going to be Bitcoin with Blockchain Wayne, as he's known, Wayne Marcel. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate you.
Thanks, William. Glad to be here.
You're good, man. I met you. It's funny because I met you in Tampa. We went to Tampa, and you live in Homer. You're my neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. Small world, right?
Well, this is a deep dive, everybody. So you got to hang on. I'm gonna let Wayne do most of talking on this. You know, but Wayne, what is Bitcoin? Is there a way to summarize exactly what it is?
There is. I mean, there's a short answer and there's a long answer. It's digital currency. It is a decentralized currency, which means it's on a network that is completely decentralized. But the underlying tone of what it is its freedom. It's freedom to transact.
Freedom.
Freedom.
I love that word.
Yeah. I mean, it is something that is immutable, can't be stopped. It's truly peer-to-peer, which means if I wanted to transact with you, I can pay you person-to-person, peer-to-peer, no entity, no government entity, no political entity, nobody can block it. It's truly freedom to transact. And we kind of, you know, in the U.S., we've been a little bit spoiled. I mean, our systems work somewhat. You know,
right.
We can, you don't really get to the register and your money doesn't work or it doesn't have value anymore. It's more of a slower process, but there's places all over the world where people don't have access to banks. They don't have access to financial institutions. and Bitcoin, which was the first of what we call cryptocurrencies. That term evolved after Bitcoin was created. It was the first one to really be successful and catch on to where we can, you know, we can transact, we can have the freedom to interact and participate in financial markets, and it doesn't matter who you are, what, you know, what your background is, what side of a border you were born on, everybody can utilize it. That's why I say it's freedom. Yeah. It gives people that interaction. But in essence, it's a digital currency that is, and digital currencies have been attempted for years, ever since the rise of the internet. There was a lot of problems where people would try to invent a digital cash, and there was problems where it wasn't decentralized. It was still controlled by a central authority, or it would have what was called a double spend problem, which means I can send it to two different people at the same time.
Right.
And so with cryptography, creating a cryptocurrency, Bitcoin being the first, they were able to, Satoshi Nakamoto, who's an anonymous creator of Bitcoin, we don't know who he, she, or they was. It's still anonymous. Right. And it really doesn't matter. You think about a company, you need to know who that CEO is and who's running it. Well, this you don't have to, because everything is transparent. It's all, you can see everything. There's right now, now that it's grown to where it is now, there's thousands and even hundreds of thousands of computers that are running the network, verifying transactions.
Right.
Well, you may hear the term mining and people are like, what is that? That's really right. Just the computers that are doing the work to secure the network and verify transactions, and they get a reward for doing that, which is, as you know, new Bitcoin is created, they get that. And there's a set limit of how many are going to be created. So it also has a set supply. It can't be inflated. You can't push the button like the U.S. did last year and print another 40% of our currency.
It's funny you say that, because I don't, you know, like of course our founding fathers warned us of a centralized banking system, okay, and of course they got away with that. They, you know, they created, you know, currency and the Federal Reserve, which is not federal. It was named, you know, named federal, I guess, to cover. This is a thought that just came to me. I'll share a different perspective. I don't even think that the people who founded the Federal Reserve, you know, what's it, the group of businessmen that nobody knows their names out on Jekyll Island or whatever it was, you know, that story there, whether it's real, not real, I'm not going to argue that, but I don't even think that those businessmen had any idea how the Federal Reserve or our banking system would be manipulated the way it is today.
Yeah, well, it's designed to put people in power, and power corrupts. I mean, we've always heard that.
Right.
Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So when you put people in control of the monetary supply, they're going to tilt it in their favor or in select people's favor.
Right.
And so, and that's just a system we've lived with, we've grown with, but we've never had options before. Prior to the rise of the internet and the rise of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, the only way to opt into a different system, monetary system, would have been through revolt, right? Through bloodshed. And this is a peaceful way to exit, to where people are saying, I don't want to transact within this system that limits me, that when I try to go get money out of the bank, they won't let me get out a certain amount, even though it's my money.
Or if I deposit more than $600, they're going to see that they're going to say, hey, where'd that money come from?
Right.
You know, so if I go have a yard sale or granny gives me some cash, you know, they want to know where that came from. Yeah. You know, now of course, a lot of people don't realize that is actually a law that's already in place. It's just that they're reducing the limit. It used to be $10,000, then went down to $5,000. Now it's just down to $600.
Yeah.
But I want to make an analogy here. Another thing that I want to give you credit for, put a thought in my mind here, is that people who think of Bitcoin, you know, because I kind of thought about this, I was like, man, you know, how do you, you know, Bitcoin, you know, you can't see it, touch it, taste it, you know, but like gold, you can trade, you know, an ounce of gold or silver or whatever. There's, you know, you can hold it, touch it, there's value, you can trade it. Well, Bitcoin is really nothing different. It's just a different commodity that's just traded in a different way.
Yeah. And many of us compare it to digital gold. I mean, it has the characteristics, and this is what people have a hard time grasping, is you can't touch it, you can't see it, you can't feel it. A lot of people think it's just magic internet money. But what it is it creates digital scarcity. And scarcity plus, you know, demand, that's gonna determine value, and the market determines that value, which is why we're seeing right now, as the rise of the popularity of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, we see a lot of volatility in the price right now, because it's still a new market. A lot of people are still trying to really grasp what that is. It's not mainstream. You can't walk into any store right now and pay. Now, there are places you can pay. Over the years, I've spent a lot of my Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies just to get more people involved and understanding of how to take it. But it really just creates a way to transact. And digitally means we can be in the same room. Or I've had someone create a design for me in the Philippines, and I was able to pay them instantly in Bitcoin. I didn't have to send, and in the past, I did business in the Philippines years ago where when I wanted to send someone money to do the work for me, I had to do Western Union, and they had to get in their vehicle or get a taxi or
go to the Western Union office, get their cash and everything like that.
And it's depleted.
When we come back from the break, I want you to tell us where the Bitcoin is.
Gotcha.
You know, so and I know that there's some things that you can explain to the common person with that or the average person with that. We're going to do that after the break here on William Wallace for America. Before I break off, remember, you can catch me on podcast at any podcast app at William Wallace for America.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is going to be December 18th and 19th in West Wego at the Ilario Center. There will be guns, knives, ammo, and more for your personal and home defense needs, and the list doesn't stop there. So get your Christmas shopping done at the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show on December 18th and 19th at the Ilario Center in West Wego, Saturday and Sunday all day for the show, or find them at greatsoutherngunshow.com or on Facebook for more dates and times.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Welcome back to William Wallace for America. We got Wayne Marcel, a.k.a. Blockchain Wayne. You can find him on Facebook at No Crypto. Was it? It's
yeah, it's from No Crypto to No Crypto, but the second no is K-N-O-W.
Right, okay.
So from N-O to K-N-O-W Crypto. That's the page that I've released a book under that name. I've podcasted under that name for about 3 years. I took a break earlier this year and about to start back up that podcast here in the next few weeks.
Nice. I look forward to that. You know, look forward to that. I look forward to collaborating with you more here.
Yeah.
So where is the crypto? I mean, like, you know, can you – now, I'm going to make a joke, but there's some seriousness to it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, can I go in a landfill and find some old computers and maybe, you know, mine them and pull some crypto out of them?
There's actually some people that have, you know, mined Bitcoin in the early days and didn't think it would have much value and discarded the laptop or the flash or whatever they had saved their ability to access it on. But – And I saw one where the guy realized it was worth millions of dollars and he was trying to pay the landfill to dig it up and they wouldn't do it. And that just creates – it leads to more scarcity when something like that happens. You know, people don't store their access to it. But Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, they reside – you've heard the term blockchain. And, of course, I use it in my name mainly because it rhymed. And
right, yeah.
I started using it early on. It kind of had a ring to it. But the blockchain is a decentralized network of computers. When you think about the opposite of that, a centralized system, there's usually individual servers. And the best example I give people is think about a couple of years ago, Wells Fargo had an incident where one of their servers went down and nobody was able to withdraw money from Wells Fargo's bank, from the ATMs, for a while. Because it has a central point of failure that failed. It was centralized. Decentralized is instead of having a central server, imagine thousands of computers and tens and hundreds of thousands potentially all over the world that are running the same network, that are verifying transactions. So everybody is keeping each other in check. It creates transparency and it creates a verification process to where no one can corrupt the network. For you to be able to corrupt the Bitcoin network, you would have to take over more than 51% of the network. Virtually impossible now, because the cost to even attempt that would way outweigh any financial benefit you would get from doing it. So that creates a what we call a blockchain. And that's the network, but as data is stored, it stores those data in blocks. And if you picture like a wall of Legos, you can't just walk up to a wall of Legos and pull out that center block because they're all stuck together.
Right.
You'd have to start with the top one.
Yeah.
So it's the same concept where that data becomes immutable, which is beautiful because in a world where leaders and corrupt politicians have manipulated records over time to change ownership of properties or to change ownership of money, you can have an immutable ledger that can't be changed. So that is, in essence, the blockchain. And that is truly where your Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies lie. There's multiple blockchains. There's different protocols. Bitcoin was, of course, the first. And almost everything since has been an alteration or some kind of variation of what Bitcoin does with different properties. Because there's usually a give and take whenever you're trying to build a network. You want it to be a lot faster. It may not be as secure. You want it to be more secure, it may not be as fast. And you want it to do different things to where it becomes programmable money, to where you can, in essence, control where it goes, what happens with it. And to access it, many people have heard the term wallets, where you have a wallet where you store your Bitcoin
right.
and other cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, that was one of the things that that Matthew Emery, you know, who called in a few minutes ago, said that, you know, it's like, you know, he would dabble in it. But it's like, where do you put it? It's like have to have another device, have to have another, you know, another thing to log into. So I just want to, you know, make that thought while you were saying this.
Yeah. So it's a wallet because we're used to that term as far as it's some where we store money in a physical wallet. But it actually acts more like a keychain because that Bitcoin, for instance, it's still on the blockchain. Your wallet is actually the keys, the private keys to unlock that. It allows you to be able to access that, to spend it, to send it, and control what happens to it. So, yeah, there's wallets that are mobile apps that you can download on your phone. There's also wallets. There's physical devices. And it's really just that is you are the security when it comes to that. So, in essence, a lot of people start on what we call centralized exchanges. They'll go to Coinbase or another centralized exchange, and they'll purchase Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, and they store it on that particular exchange's wallet. But you don't have total control of it. Now, if something happens, you forget your password or username, you can contact customer service, they can reset it for you. But whenever you withdraw it from there, you can store it in a wallet where you have 100% control, but you also have 100% responsibility. So,
I mean, you can put it on a thumb drive?
Yeah, like you can, in essence, you would want it on a program like a wallet, like a mobile wallet. They have some downloadable programs that can store it as well, but you also are giving what's called a seed phrase or backup phrase, which is if something happens to that device or you forget your username and password, you use this, it's a randomly generated set of words to restore that wallet. And I've had it happen in 2017. My whole computer crashed. Panicked at first because I wasn't sure. I had an idea. And whenever I was able to go into my records that I had locked up in my safe, I was able to pull up, enter those seed phrases, and restore the wallets that I had to restore.
You're
that
scaring me here. Yeah.
So, I mean, but with great power and freedom comes responsibility, right? It's right. No different. So
I love this. You see, it is political.
Yeah. So I always compare it to banks. Like we said, when you try to go pull out money, and I did it recently. All right, I had an event in Miami, and I was trying to pull money out of my bank account to cover cost. And when I went to the bank, I literally had to come back and talk to the manager because I'm like, yeah, I need to withdraw this money. And the girl was like, well, you got to come back and talk to the manager if you want to take out that much. I'm like, but it's in my account. And that is really what you're dealing with. And there's other places around the world where people have had their money taken, right? Money, you know, depending on how the system is. And some people have been in countries where hyperinflation has set in, like Venezuela or Zimbabwe, and their money becomes worthless overnight. And they don't have any purchasing power. And I know people like in Zimbabwe and Venezuela, I've talked to people from both areas that literally like their family, I've talked to people here that have family there. And if it wasn't for cryptocurrency, they wouldn't be able to still support them because when the money collapses, it doesn't matter how much you have. Where you can walk in with a wheelbarrow and not be able to buy a loaf of bread.
And what's interesting is like individual countries, their banking systems are susceptible to not only politics, but war, mm-hmm. Corruption. Whereas Bitcoin, it being a worldwide, if you will, currency that's on these blockchains, that's everything's locked in. And I'm speaking real, like a fifth grader here, but everything's on these blockchains. It's all on computers and networks shared all over the world. They can't be affected by a political event in a country or a socialist action by a dictator.
Yeah, I'll give you a perfect example. So I gave you the example of what happened with Wells Fargo when one central server went down.
Yeah.
Let's talk about recently China made an announcement that they were banning all Bitcoin mining in China. So any entities or any people or companies that were mining.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because it's freedom, right? So they kicked all of those miners out of the country. So anybody that was mining there had to take their miners offline and the network never stopped. It never hesitated. It never stopped. And the beauty of it is you can see what's called hash rate, the amount of power going into the network. It drops slightly, but it never stalled the network. But you give it a couple of months later, and the hash rate is all the way back up to where it was because it just moved to different places. Texas took in a lot.
Is there like a program you can go on and see all this stuff going on?
Yeah, so you can go on what's called Blockchain Explorers, and you can see all the transactions happening. It's at a point now where if you wanted to mine Bitcoin, you had to buy these, powerful computers to do it. And some people are still doing that. There's actually a group from Metairie that they started out in the back of a CrossFit gym. And now they built the largest facility in the U.S. It's in Texas in Winestone. That's a group from Metairie.
Do you know these guys?
Yeah. So, you have these large machines, but anybody can run a node, a Bitcoin node. To where you can verify transactions on the network. You don't really earn any Bitcoin for that, but you help contribute.
So if I have any old computers, should I be like searching for Bitcoin on them?
You'd probably want to look for those seed phrases. It's usually like 12 to 24 words that you would have set up to back up those.
Well, I wouldn't have had anything on it, but I'll tell you about that off air. I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah. So it's like I said, there's so much for people to understand when it comes down to it because we're talking about a new technology. But
let's talk about that unique technology after the break.
All right.
When we get back here for after the break, we got some deep stuff here. I love it. Everybody stay tuned.
All right.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is going to be December 18th and 19th in West Wego at the Ilario Center. There will be guns, knives, ammo, and more for your personal and home defense needs, and the list doesn't stop there. So get your Christmas shopping done at the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show on December 18th and 19th at the Ilario Center in West Wego, Saturday and Sunday all day for the show, or find them at greatsouthergunshow.com or on Facebook for more dates.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Sad and alarming news is out about the Thanksgiving holiday weekend traffic. More from Dave Brannon.
We did work 10 fatal crashes that resulted in 16 people dying.
That's true from Michael Reichardt, who says the death toll doubled from last year's count, with far more people crowding the roadways as COVID wanes. Impairment, speeding, distractions, and not buckling up said to be contributing factors, as is cell phone usage. His advice on that.
If you have to text or receive a phone call, call somebody, just pull over to the shoulder or into an empty lot, or pull over somewhere and make that phone call or send that text.
Reichardt says troopers and local law enforcement will remain on the lookout throughout the holiday season for impaired drivers while also enforcing the state's seatbelt laws. I'm Dave Brannon.
Recently convicted of sex crimes, former St. Tammany Parish Sheriff Jack Strain will plead guilty to federal charges in a bribery and kickback scheme involving the parish jail's work release program. The 16-count indictment was announced in August 2019. So far, Strain has not commented publicly on the matter. This is news on LRN.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique
unique experience.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop the spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-399-3031. That's 504-399-3031.
All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America with Wayne Marcel on Blockchain Wayne on Facebook. So, you know, we're talking about what gives Bitcoin value, and I thought, well, I would rather be holding a gold bar. I got gold, and or I got silver, and I'll buy this. You know, I want to buy, you know, a pizza, or I want to buy, you know, something from you. Well, that's easy. But if I want to buy a house, that's a lot of wheelbarrows of gold.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not a lot of wheelbarrows, but that's a lot of weight in gold. You know, so it's on one hand, you know, I say, you know, I want that, you know, gold, baby. But then, you know, with Bitcoin, you know, it's got less. Well, you're gonna explain that in a second, but you know, even with a dollar bill, I mean, it's on paper, and you always hear the joke about, you know, it's not worth the paper it's printed on, and there's a lot of truth to that. But we've had so much, you know, we grow up so used to having dollars and go, yeah, I got 5, 10, 15, add up your bills, and I got that many dollars, and it makes you feel good. But the reality is, if the elected official does, like right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, our dollar is not worth a lot of money right now. So
not even worth what it was a year ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what was your? You were giving me an explanation off air about, you know, about Bitcoin,
about
the value of it.
Yeah. So the value, I mean, the market determines the value. It creates digital scarcity. There's only so many that's out there. It has a set supply that's baked into the code that really can't be changed. And so as the demand goes up and more people start to use it, value goes up. It's just like anything else.
Right.
The market determines the value. Not, and we think about our dollars. Our dollars only have value by government decree, and we see that decreasing over time because it's not backed by anything solid. It also gives you the ability where gold, you have to be, you know, geographically in the same location to be able to trade it, whereas we live in a digital world where we can transact with people all over the world. So if I need someone to do some graphics for me anywhere in the world, I can pay them instantly. I don't have to worry about using a third party. I don't have to worry about using anything else. I can pay them in Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency they're willing to accept that has a market value. And those values fluctuate, but also it also allows you to eliminate the need to verify, like even when you get dollars from someone, you have to have trust that those dollars are real.
Right.
That gold, you have to have trust that is that really gold?
I have
gold?
A story off air. I'll tell you right. about that in a second. You just made me think of.
Yeah. So verification of that authenticity where, you know, Bitcoin, you know, you're not going to have fake Bitcoin on the network. It's literally, it only had, you know, they only have Bitcoin. And if you're transacting any other cryptocurrency, it has that value.
Does Bitcoin have a digital address? I know that's kind of, I just thought of that question. I'm sorry.
No,
it's funny. That's why I like to do interviews. I came up with these yes. off the wall questions.
So there's block explorers that you can go to websites that will allow you to see every transaction happening with Bitcoin. I can even look up wallet addresses and see how much Bitcoin is in each wallet. Now I don't know who those wallet addresses are because they're anonymous. It's just a string of letters and numbers that when you set up a wallet, you have that wallet address, but it gives you transparency to see who's holding what. So there's those addresses. And that's really, you know, it allows you to have insight into the network and what's happening in the network in real time. You see what's happening with everything. So it creates a level of transparency. It creates the trust is in the code. Even if you don't understand cryptography, I don't understand cryptography.
Right.
But anybody that
I don't understand any of this stuff.
They can look at the code and see, yes, this is secure. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't got to the point where it is today if there was, you know, someone could just go in there, flip a switch, and pull everything out.
Yeah.
It's not possible. And what makes Bitcoin so valuable and what makes it worth what it is also the fact that it's not that it's never been attacked. It's constantly under attack because anybody that can figure out a way to hack the network – has a big honeypot prize available for him. So it's almost like our immune system. The more we're exposed to stuff, the stronger it gets.
Right.
The same thing with Bitcoin. The more it's attacked, the stronger it gets. It just becomes a network that it allows you to create trust in a trustless environment. I don't have to know who I'm transacting with on the other side. And there's even coders out there that are smarter than myself that are developing protocols to where we have what's called smart contracts, to where I can, you know, I can deposit something into a smart contract and they can deposit maybe the work. And whenever they're both there, it can distribute it to the other person without having to have that intermediary, somebody that we trust to say, okay, facilitate this transaction, make sure that they don't run off my money or they don't run off with my work and I don't get paid for it.
Right.
So there's so many different things being built on this that's what's providing value to the network. The more utility we get out of it, the more this happens to develop, the more value the networks are going to have. The more value Bitcoin will have, the more value our different cryptocurrencies are going to have. Now, disclaimer, right now there's over 10,000 different cryptocurrencies, and 99% of them,
really?
99% of them will have little to no value in the next few years because anybody can create one. I even at one of the places where I've ran a business and I created one for the work. And it only had value within the workplace because it was for our employees. And anytime they hit a certain metric, depending on what their job was, we would send cryptocurrency to their wallet. And then they can come back and they can send that cryptocurrency back to us to buy a snack or a drink or something else. So it didn't have value outside of work.
Right.
But it's had its own ecosystem. And as cryptocurrency evolves, a lot of these are just copy and paste projects that aren't going to last the test of time. But there are others that will. Bitcoin obviously lasted the test of time. It's been said, the media has called it dead hundreds of times already. And every time they do, it comes right back. And it's funny, I think about just probably, I think it was 2018 or 2019. That was when the market was kind of in a down slump, what we call a bear market. And I was wearing a Bitcoin hat and I was checking out at Trader Joe's. And the guy that was checking me out looks at my hat and he says, "Bitcoin, is that still a thing?" And I encouraged them to look into it. You really need to look into it. At the time, I was looking back at that. I think at the time, Bitcoin was probably, one Bitcoin was selling for around $4,000 or $5,000. And now it's over $50,000, right? So it's continued to perform and it's getting more and more acceptance. More and more people are realizing the benefits of it. They're also learning the problems with the current systems that I talked about before. Issues with the current financial system, the Federal Reserve, the banks. When people realize the problems that it solves, that's really where technology thrives. The better technology always wins.
Right.
Right? Just like cell phones and beepers. Beepers still work, but they're not the best technology. So
that's what I still use.
Hey, man, you can use it, but it's not the best out there. Yeah. So better technology always wins out. And that's what's happening when you think about all the different sectors of our life that have been impacted. Currency in the financial systems is still legacy. It hasn't really evolved much over the last 150 years. And now we have cryptocurrencies, which is disruptive. The problem is it shifts the balance of power from certain individuals to the people, everyday people. And really, if you ask people outside of cryptocurrency, what do they want? Everybody wants fairness and freedom and the ability to live their life the way they want to and do what they want to do. And money is an expression of that. Money is just an expression of our value. Because a lot of times we put value on our time, and you asked earlier when we were on the break you asked a question about mining. So how does that create value? Well, there's an expense.
Now mining is people who go and they buy these expensive computer systems to go mine for Bitcoin, and you gave me a good explanation on
that. And then there's electricity. There's electricity that has to be involved, so there is a cost to secure that network. It's not free. There's a cost to it. It's what and in the industry we call that proof of work, which means that network has to be secured by proof of work to secure that, and that's what gives it the initial value. And then after that, the value is based on what the market's willing to pay for it, which is why if you track, I've tracked it for fun. Sometimes you look at the blockchain and you can see that some miners will immediately sell their Bitcoin as soon as they get it, and sometimes they'll hold it. You know, because sometimes they have to pay bills, right? So you can kind of see.
Got to pay the electrical bill.
So you can see where that balance is going, but the market will always determine what that value is going to be. And that's why you continue to see in the short term, it's very volatile. In the long term, you see it going up because we're seeing more and more people adopt it. It's becoming more mainstream. I mean, at first, people were getting into cryptocurrency. And then recently, we saw a lot of companies start to get into holding Bitcoin. and other cryptocurrencies. And now you're starting to see countries with, it started with El Salvador this past summer, where they made Bitcoin legal tender. Now, do you know what their legal tender was prior to making that announcement? It was the U.S. dollar. For the last 20 years, when their currency collapsed, they had been on the U.S. dollar. The average person in El Salvador makes about $250 a month U.S. So they're already in poverty for the most part. And think what happened with inflation. They saw, the president of El Salvador saw their people were not getting any more prosperous from continuing to use the dollar.
Right.
So they switched to Bitcoin, and they still, the dollar is still a dual currency. They do away with it, but they already have more Bitcoin wallets open now than all the bank accounts in El Salvador.
And what's interesting, the other thing is people used to have a lot of faith and confidence in the dollar, which I think is generational. You know, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, you know, they value the dollar and the currency because back then it used to be backed by gold and silver.
Yeah.
And now the dollar is not backed by gold and silver. It's just a made-up number, whatever the current president decides who he hires as the Fed chairperson, you know, and whatever their policies are creates a value, and which oftentimes inflation or the printing of $4 trillion in one spending bill takes that down. We're going to talk more about this in the last segment when we come back with Wayne Marcel and me, William Wallace for America.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, we're back with Wayne Marcel and me, William Wallace for America, talking about cryptocurrency. But look, this show will be podcasted on my podcast app at William Wallace for America on any podcast app you have. But also, I encourage you to go to my Facebook, my YouTube, my Rumble, also William Wallace for America. See lots of interviews I do. I do a lot of a lot of political in-person interviews that I think are important. I did one yesterday with the St. Charles Parish President, Matt Jewell, to talk about the recovery of Hurricane Ida. And, you know, I just think people need to be educated, not just on politicians and policies, but what's going on in our community, nonprofits. I think that there's so many segments of our world that get forgotten in today's political environment, and it all impacts our freedom. It all impacts our liberty, and we just need to be aware of a little bit of everything or a lot of one thing. And I'm not aware on something, I rely on somebody who is, and one of those people I'm relying on now is Wayne Marcel and crypto. So the dollar is not backed by gold and silver anymore. You know, there's really no value to it. Is there even any gold in Fort Knox? Or is there cryptocurrency in there? Are they mining cryptocurrency at Fort Knox now?
Oh, I joke. I mean, I tell most people, you know, the Federal Reserve is not federal, and they don't really reserve anything anymore. And it's crazy the number of people that I talk to still to this day that think the dollar's backed by gold. And we have to go through a little history lesson. We go back to the 70s when Nixon was in office, and Nixon took us off of the gold standard. And I think when he did it, he probably realized that there wasn't even a fraction of the gold they needed to cover the amount of dollars that were printed that it was supposed to be backed by. So I feel, and this is my own personal opinion, that they really had no choice at that point. When they do that publicly, it's probably been in the works for a while. And we switched over to what's called a fiat system, which means the dollar only has value by government decree. And our trust has to be in that. And we've seen, like I said, over the last year, we saw 40% of all the dollars in circulation were created in the last 18 months. So what's happened with that is we're seeing the effects of that now. People, and you'll see even the media is trying to blame companies for raising their prices right now. But when your cost of goods go up and the purchasing power of your dollar globally is going down, then prices are going to go up. And that's really what's happening. And all I say when I teach people about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, look at the current system and look at where there's ways to improve. And I think we'd all agree, anytime the government has been involved in something, it's not really the most efficient or the best technology that's been out there. Right? Look at the DMV.
Right, yeah, exactly. And you know, there's going to be some really smart people that go, oh, that's conspiracy thinking. So just so if you've listened to my shows in the past, I do a lot of election integrity stuff. And because I really truly feel that the last election was stolen. And more people, unbelievably, more and more people now are going, how it was stolen. And that doesn't mean that I'm a big Trump supporter, you know. It doesn't mean that I don't like Biden. It just means that I have done enough interviews on what happened the last election to see that there was enough theft and fraud to put the wrong person in office. And I always tell my friends and people that are smarter than me that don't believe it, I say, look, you know, if your identity can be stolen, your personal accounts can be broken into, you know, our election system can be broken into, which it was. And even if you don't like who gets elected, you've got to believe in election integrity, because if you don't, future elections won't matter.
Yeah.
And it goes and so I've got really smart friends that are attorneys and doctors, like, oh, that, you know, our elections are safe and secure. That's conspiracy thinking. Now, Bitcoin, I know that there's going to be some smart people. I've talked to one of them, actually. You know, oh, that Bitcoin, that's just that fake stuff. That's imaginary money. There's no rum. And I'm like, you know, that money you got so much confidence in, they just borrowed $4 trillion. Set this straight. They were going to borrow $4.5 trillion. Then the government says, well, we're only going to do a $2 trillion spending bill. And they got it passed, rammed down our throats, on the backs of our children and grandchildren's freedom.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to get another one through. And the two together are going to be the $4 trillion that they said they weren't going to do to us. And that $4 trillion is written on our money.
Yeah.
I mean, that $4 trillion is backed by our currency.
Yeah, and you're saying it right. Like, we're borrowing from the future of our kids and grandkids.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. And that's what leads to inflation. Prices have to go up just to keep up with all of that borrowing. And we're seeing it happen around the world. I mentioned Venezuela and Zimbabwe, those are extreme circumstances where hyperinflation took in. Just last week, Apple, all the Apple stores in Turkey quit taking the Turkish lira because it was, you know, it was fluctuating wildly. It was losing over 25% of its value that week. So
wow.
They quit accepting it in a whole country. And think about people that worked and saved and stored it, and now you're saying, all right, immediately your money's worth 25% less. It's a broken system that is designed to benefit the select few, and it also excludes a lot of people. I mean, there's over 7 billion people in the world, and only 2 to 3 billion roughly have access to bank accounts. So what about everybody else in the world? This can be – Bitcoin and cryptocurrency can not only be an equalizer to give everybody equal access, but think about what that's going to do to the ability to bring forth new technologies and new ideas that would normally just die on the vine because somebody didn't have the means or the resources to bring something to market. And now you have a system where anybody can participate. Anybody can set up a wallet. Doesn't matter. You don't have to verify what side of a border you were born on.
Right.
Or where you're from or what your background is or who your parents are. Anybody can have access to that. And that's going to create to where we're going to see a lot of great things come from this. Blockchain, I mentioned before, it's very transparent. Charities can use it, and you can easily track what's happening.
And I'm going to stop you for voting. Knew what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that voting.
Like voting elections could not be rigged with the blockchain.
Right. So obviously there's always a point of failure, and you have less points of failure to where making sure that the votes are taken and only one person is given a vote. There's a project called Tezos, and actually one of the heads of the Tezos Common Foundation, he lives here in New Orleans. He works a lot with getting the Tezos community out there. It's a different cryptocurrency, a different blockchain, but they've already been implemented in many European countries. They've tested out voting protocols, and it pretty much creates a clear, transparent voting system that doesn't allow anyone to tamper with the inputs once they're put in. And that's something that you could really see take hold. The problem is, you know, as much as you say, you know, yeah, it could be conspiracy, could not. There's a certain group of people in power that don't want that transparency. They don't want the ability to be able to see that. And that's in the way we spend our money.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
In the way we vote. It's in the way we live. They want transparency. If we spend more than, or we deposit or spend more than $600, right. They want to know about us. But those same people that are in power are not being transparent with what they're doing. Whereas you just look at, I mean, let's just call it what it is. If you look at the stock purchases of people that were in Washington, D.C.
Right.
over the last year, obviously they had some insider help with that.
Well, not only that, but do you know what two of the top five stocks are that are traded by members of Congress?
Oh, I'm sure it's probably Moderna.
Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer. Oh, was it Pfizer or Moderna?
Yeah.
It's the two vaccines.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Come on.
Yeah.
And but people ignore that. But I've got friends, smart friends. You know, I know they're smart, but politically they're just kind of blind to what's going on because everything that does not seem like the norm is considered conspiracy. Yeah. You know, and so what happens is they get this mindset that anything outside of their norm is conspiracy. So when you look at that, you know, that's obvious. It's blatant. Like, hey, you know, we're gonna give it away for free.
Have you ever seen The Matrix?
I mean, it's been so long.
There's so much truth in The Matrix when you look at it. Some people remember he could have taken the red pill or the blue pill, right? The blue pill would have put him right back into this fake reality where he was comfort zone. And some people are not ready to be unplugged. They're not ready to remove the wool because that takes them out of their comfort zone and their beliefs.
That's a good way to put it.
But I think what's happened over the last year and a half has really woken up a lot more people to what's coming.
So, Wayne, real quick, how can we get a hold of you?
So I've got a website, blockchainwayne.com, on Facebook and other places. It's From No Crypto to No Crypto, K-N-O-W.
We got it.
Needs personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control, and their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal. Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan or call them at 504-738-5007.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
USA Radio News.
A shooting at a high school in Oxford, Michigan on Tuesday has killed three students. Six others, including a teacher, are injured. Officials say they have the 15-year-old shooter in